Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Daniel Sperry, who covers Sporting Kansas City. They lost a tough one this weekend at Sporting Park. Daniel, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, man.
Of course, man. We're happy to have you on here. We are asking people this question today. Give us a kind of under-the-radar Kansas City restaurant. Not a barbecue restaurant, but a place that you like to go to that you don't think gets nearly enough love.
Okay, so I live in South OP. I'm a big fan over in Olathe off of K7 in Santa Fe. There is a Cuban restaurant. It's called Romato. It is phenomenal. Like I like global foods, different opportunities. There's not a whole lot of Cuban places here. And they do a really good job, really authentic. So that'll be my shout out, mainly because I've been thinking about eating there for like the last week and a half. So
let's get to Sporting Kansas City and let's talk about the month that they have had. They have played two games this month. They have lost both of those games. They fired Peter Vermees earlier in the season. He stepped down. They have parted ways in some ways. What do you think has gone wrong for Sporting this year?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. One, I think that this roster, even with the amount of changes that they made to it, needed a significant amount of work regardless. Whether or not Peter was still the head coach, I still think they'd be in the same situation that they were in here. And I don't know if it's much of a coaching issue. I don't want to say that. There's a lot of really good young players that are on this team, and I think that might be good in the future, but and even ownership, when they let go of Vermees, they were talking about how they kind of bristled at the idea of calling it a rebuild. Like they said that they didn't really like this talking of a rebuild. Well, I think when you look at the roster, that's the only logical conclusion that you can look at with the process that was needed. They brought in 10, 11 new players, said goodbye to a lot of the older veteran faces. And then again, they're talking about being able to bring in a whole lot more new players again this offseason when, you know, another third of the roster comes out of contract. So, like, to me, it's a rebuild. And I think at times people might kind of kid themselves in a way in thinking that it's not going to be that. That doesn't mean that they can't be competitive. That doesn't mean that they can't try and push for a low-end playoff spot. And MLS, more than half the league makes the postseason. But that's the thing that, like, I think in looking at what went wrong, I'm not surprised that this has kind of gone the way it has so far this year for Sporting.
I mean, we're talking about Sporting as a very proud organization, a team that it feels like mm-hmm. for the last decade or so, they've been very good. They've been competitive in a lot of ways. How did it kind of get to this point? Did you notice sort of a fork in the road where it was obvious that they needed to go down this path to kind of tear it down to build it back up?
Yeah, I think at probably about the midway point last year, it just felt like not like the, you know, you had a lot of money tied up, and a guy like Alan Pulido, who was aging, you know, and didn't look physically like he did when he first arrived in Kansas City back in 2020. You know, big knee injury. He had a great year in 23 to come back from that knee injury, but he looked like he had lost a step, and they had him long term with a lot of money. And the way that the MLS, you know, contract with the roster rules and everything is set up, you look at the way that you need those high earners and those top level guys. You can't do what the Dodgers and the Yankees are doing, right? Like you can't build a roster that way. You've got to be very careful in how you piece it together. It's very much like the NFL, right? Like Chiefs had to let guys, like they couldn't pay to keep Trent McDuffie. They couldn't pay to keep all of those guys. And like, that's kind of where like MLS kind of has that to it. And so when all of your money is tied up into guys that are not as effective or losing their effectiveness, like that's kind of a thing where you say, okay, this has got to flip script. Plus, I think, you know, from 20, the last really big like roster influx they had was the off season going into 2020. After that, they've been kind of piecemealing, adding pieces here and there. You know, they made a couple of scrambling type of additions back when Gaddy Kinda and Alan Pulido were injured in 2022, but they came incredibly late. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of roster turnover. There was, you know, the team was aging. They weren't getting a whole lot of young players back in, and now they're kind of at this crux in the road where they're playing their young players, and they're going to go through some of the struggles with it. You know, you've got a rookie playing center back in Jansen Miller, the guy, and another rookie playing center mid for them as the defensive midfielder, kind of the fulcrum, the focal point of the defensive side of the midfield for organizing for Sporting, and he's 19 years old. The rookie center back is 23, their new starting goalkeeper, 23. The best center back pairing has been two 22, 23 year olds. So this is a young team in the, kind of through the spine of the team that they needed to get to this point to be able to maybe set themselves up for another run, because, you know, I think that's kind of how they built that success early on in the years, was that young core of Beisler and Zusi and Espinoza, and they built around it, and they, you know, ran that ship basically for almost over a decade, where they were one of the best teams in the league every single year. But, you know, as that group turned out, it graduated into retirement, or, you know, some are even in the coaching staff now with Roger, like that turnover needed to happen. And that's kind of the fork in the road that they hit.
Right now, we're talking to Daniel Sperry, learning a little bit more about Sporting Kansas City. They lost this past weekend 4-2 against FC Dallas. What would you say is the current state of the fan? They wrote that letter basically asking for Peter Vermes to be fired. I imagine that was a very difficult decision for somebody who has been very instrumental in making Sporting Kansas City what it is to this day. Where are fans at? Are they patient? Are they optimistic? Are they frustrated, angry? Where are Sporting KC fans at right now with this process?
I think they're like, now I will say this, that there was they weren't very patient at the beginning of the year, but I think now that Vermes is gone and you've seen actually some of these younger players coming in, I think there is, at least in the diehard level, there is a level of optimism. Fans feel like they are enjoying some of these young players. Like Jansen Miller is a guy who endeared himself to Sporting KC fans incredibly quick. Came in the door, a St. Louis kid, comes in the door and starts talking trash about St. Louis the moment he walks in, and talks about how they never had a pro team when he was a kid, so all he cared about was Sporting KC. And, you know, after I think their game in St. Louis, they're down 2-0, come back, tie 2-2. He had like 200 family members there. It was all this crew rooting for Jansen Miller in his hometown against the hometown team. And afterwards, he's like, you know, they had the draft pick before Sporting KC. They passed up on me, and they want to tell me that I'm not loyal to St. Louis or all this stuff. And like, very quickly endearing himself to Sporting KC fans. And I think fans see that. They see a young player like Jacob Bartlett, who is in that midfield, that is a 19-year-old kid that grew up a diehard Sporting Kansas City fan, has been part of the academy process and is kind of one of their own. So I think there's excitement for where it goes to. Like the guys up top, Dejan Jovalich has 10 goals this season. Manu Garcia is an incredible midfielder, attacking midfielder, but there's still a few more pieces that they need to add around it. So I think fans are kind of at a point where they like the direction that they're heading in, but I think it's going to be one of those that in the next couple of years, if the bigger, the final pieces to make this team competitive again, either don't get added or they don't really kind of push back into that level of competitiveness that you expect from the organization, then I think fans will again kind of use their voice and let their frustrations heard, because this is a fan base. This is a city that loves their team. They love their winning teams, and they want their teams to win and are incredibly passionate about it. So I expect nothing less than that out of Sporting KC fans.
Last thing here, take us through the next 6 to 12 months for Sporting. What do they need to do? How do they turn this thing around?
Yeah, I think they need to add some depth in the midfield and in the back line. They really could use just a little bit more quality across every single line. And, you know, you're looking at a team that's currently sitting 13th in the Western Conference. Like, of course, yes, you need to add some quality and maybe look at new players, different type of things. But in reality, I think the biggest questions for me for the organization going forward is what they're doing with not Peter Vermees as the head coach, but Peter Vermees as the sporting director, the person in charge of all the soccer decisions as the head of that organization. I think that's a what are they doing with that spot? And that is something that the club needs to figure out. And then from there, probably look at a manager. Because I think, you know, in sports, GM manager, if the GM didn't pick the manager, manager doesn't do well, then the GM is probably going to be quick to move and get his guy. And then now you're the team that's gone through a couple of managers and, you know, a season or two, and things are getting weird. I think it's where they've got to figure out that higher structure there. They've got to be able to add in some more players. And I think the results will continue to come too on the field. I think that this team has been better under Carey Zavagnin. I think, you know, that game again on Saturday was kind of an odd one because they looked like they were the better team for most of it. A couple of very crucial calls that were, in my opinion, incorrect went against them and significantly swung the result of the match against them. And so it's one of those of like, all right, this team has looked good in recent weeks. I think they can push for a bottom level playoff spot, but at the same time, I still think there's a lot of work that needs to get done on the roster and kind of within the organizational hierarchy behind the scenes in the front office.
That is Daniel Sperry joining us on the show today. He covers Sporting Kansas City for the Kansas City Star. Daniel, I hope the next time that you come on, it's something positive. You know, Sporting is atop right. their division. They're going to win the MLS Cup. I don't want us to meet again under these circumstances.
I think you and me both, man.
Absolutely. That is Daniel Sperry joining us on the show today. We appreciate his time popping on the show today. Someone just texted in and said, you know, when CDOT starts talking Sporting Kansas City, that's when the Royals are cooked. What do the Royals need to do to get these guys to hit? We've been asking that question now for 3 months. 3 months we've been asking this question. The answer is they're not going to. But we're not talking about that today. We are using today as a day to cleanse. We're using today as a soft reset day. We'll come back tomorrow. Denny will be on the show. Vern will be on the show tomorrow at this exact same time. And we can ask Vern this, hey, what do the Royals need to do to get their offense back on track? It ain't never been on track. Their offense has been this way the entirety of the season. So maybe this weekend I just finally came to the acceptance stage. What's that about the 7 stages of grief? I have come to the acceptance part of it. We talked about how important this weekend was for the Kansas City Royals. They had the A's at home. They had the A's at home during Alex Gordon Day, and it was super special bobblehead day for Bobby Witt Jr. They lost both of them. How many 1-0 losses do we need to see from the Royals without just having a reset? And that's what I'm here for. I'm here for, say it with me, deep breath. Now breathe out. A reset. That's what we need. Let's talk about this, Rob. Because you and I have had conversations, debate, I don't know what word you want to put on it, about baseball and about the changes and about the lack of marketing and things that you and I both think that baseball should do better. I don't know if you know this or not. Yesterday, for Father's Day, guess what the average attendance was for a Major League Baseball game yesterday? On Father's Day, summer, Sunday, warm.
Across all baseball?
Baseball games yesterday averaged 39,255 fans. It is the highest total that they have had over a Father's Day weekend in 17 seasons. They also did this for opening day, too. It was a big opening day. This is my question. I feel like a lot of times what we do with the other sports that are not football is we focus on what they're not and how they can be more like football. And I'm sorry, there's nothing baseball can do that can make it more like football. The Chiefs or your favorite football team ask for a very small amount of your time. It's a long, lengthy process of following a baseball team. They ask for your attention 6-7 nights a week. Some of you go to, what, 3-4 Chiefs games? Maybe you go to all the Chiefs games. I mean, the Royals ask you to go out there 81 times. So just the investment that you're going to have, what they're asking of you, is just drastically different. Baseball is never going to be like football. But I do think we have to start looking at baseball through this lens. And we've heard a lot of conversation, oh, man, baseball doesn't matter nationally. Okay. Tell me what else in the city or in anybody's city routinely gets 40,000 people a night to go do it. Tell me what else in Kansas City just gets 30,000 people out to go participate in the activity. There's just not a lot of things that do that. That, yes, baseball is not going to be the sport that you turn on ESPN and they're breaking down what your favorite team needs to do to win the wild card. Baseball is not going to be that sport where maybe you can name the rotation for the Pittsburgh Pirates like maybe you could the starting lineup for the San Francisco 49ers. But I think what you see pretty routinely is people are willing to spend money to go to baseball games pretty routinely. 40,000? We're talking about all across the country. We're talking about in Los Angeles. We're talking about in Kansas City. We're talking about in Minnesota. People all across the country are willing to spend money. The Rockies are terrible. The Rockies are quite possibly the worst team that we have ever seen. And I'm not even talking in baseball. It is possible that the Colorado Rockies this year are the worst professional sports team that we have ever seen. They just tied a record. I looked this up. They have the worst record through 70 games since the 1899 Cleveland Spiders. You know how long ago 1889 was? Let me put this into context for you. The book The Wizard of Oz is based off was not written. We had no clue who Dorothy was, no clue who Toto was. We had no clue about the Yellow Brick Road. It was not a thing the last time that this had happened. Colorado, they're 16th in attendance. Think about that. Think about how bad the Rockies are. Think about how you would never, ever be like, man, you know what? I want to go watch the Rockies. I can't blame you. I don't want to go watch the Rockies. The Rockies, with their terrible baseball team, they average 28,000 people a night. Mind-blowing that that many people would go to a Colorado Rockies game. I just think a lot of time what happens with baseball is we focus in a lot on what baseball's not. And no, it's not like football. No, it's not like this. I mean, it is something that pretty routinely in parks around the country, 25,000 people buy tickets and buy beer and buy hot dogs and buy the hats and buy the jerseys. I mean, that's a pretty successful sport. Baseball is not dying. The business model has simply just changed.
I think, and this applies to baseball, but I think it applies to everything. I think we do a bad job, the media, the text line fans, of we look at football and we say, if you're not doing it this way, you're doing it wrong because of the popularity of football. But in reality, there are, what is it, riches and niches? Baseball is experiencing a little bit of renaissance. I saw over the weekend that the numbers for television are going up. People are watching at a higher level. Yeah, among 18 to 34-year-olds, MLB viewership is up 70% in that demographic. These are the young kids. These are the TikTok generation. 18 to 34 are watching baseball at a 70% higher clip this year than last year.
You want
to
know why? Because someone on the text line says, CDOT, my hot take is that the Savannah Bananas have made baseball more popular, and that's why attendance is spiking. It's the pitch clock. And
100%.
Baseball fought the pitch clock, and I remember on the text line, hey, Why does baseball have to change? You stupid millennials, you're always on your phone. You don't want baseball to be this way. Baseball games are far more enjoyable to go to now with the pitch clock. What baseball is asking you is a lot less now. Baseball games are much more enjoyable. They move a lot faster. They move a lot faster. So, yeah, people are willing to go watch it. And people are willing to go buy a ticket. Someone on the text line says, actually, CDOT baseball could do a lot more like the NFL. Shorten the season. Introduce a hard salary cap. I'm here telling you that's not what baseball is planning on doing. Baseball is not shortening their season to 90 games. Now, baseball could end up getting a salary cap. I actually think baseball is really close away from getting a salary cap. I think they're like 2 years away from getting a salary cap. You think that they're about to start letting baseball players get paid $1 billion? Because that's not that far from now. Juan Soto just got $765. We're probably, what, 7 years away from a baseball player getting one baseball player getting $1 billion? That's how much somebody paid for the Royals. That's how much John Sherman and his team bought the Royals for, $1 billion. And Juan Soto got $765 by himself. So, no, I actually think the salary cap is coming. But I think it's okay that baseball isn't like the NFL. I think it's perfectly fine that baseball is not like the NFL. They're two drastically different games. You know what baseball is? Other than going to a festival, it might be the best outdoor activity that we have in this country. There might not be a better thing to do tomorrow to take you and your family to that is a primarily, I understand some teams are inside, that is primarily a outdoor event. There is nothing better than going out there, getting a beer, getting a hot dog, sitting back, relaxing, and watching a baseball game. And you don't got to believe me. I'm telling you that on average, 28,000 people attend baseball games, regardless of the park. You tell me where, regardless of the park. And I'm talking around the country. That's on average. The Dodgers average 50,000 people a game. 50,000 people every night decide to go to Dodgers games. In St. Louis, 30,000 people. And we're talking about the attendance for the Cardinals is down. The Cardinals are usually a top five, top eight attended team. They're 13th right now. They get 30,000 people a night to go out there to the park. We talk about the attendance and frustration with the Royals. The Royals are 24th. They're 22,000 people. Rob, give me something else on a Tuesday. Give me another activity in this city in which 22,000 people sign up to do. I mean, maybe other than go out to eat. That might be the only activity on a Tuesday more people sign up to do than go to a Royals baseball game. Baseball really, really matters on a local, regional level, and I think that's perfectly fine the way that it is.
I also think, I agree, a cap is coming to baseball. Rob Manfred is going to push for this. Now, it might not be a hard cap like football. It might look more like basketball's cap where there's like lots of flexibility and it's a soft cap. We don't have to get into the nitty-gritty. I think what you said at the end there is just so perfect. Baseball is a regional sport, and baseball has started leaning into that. You know what people in Kansas City care about? The Royals. They don't care about Ellie De La Cruz. They don't care about Julio Rodriguez in Seattle. They don't care about Paul Skeens in Pittsburgh, other than if that person is coming to their town. They do not care. They like their team, and they like seeing and interacting and experiencing their team. That's wildly different than the NFL. The NFL is a national commodity. People care about other teams. That's not what baseball is. And I think baseball, for too long, tried to view itself like it's America's pastime. We're the national brand. No, you're a local brand. And you know what? You're a very, very popular local brand, and they are now leaning into it. 18 to 34-year-olds are watching more on TV. People are going out there more. It is a connectivity between community and fan, and baseball is doing a good job of selling that. They're no longer selling you that you should care about the Dodgers and Padres games tonight, because you don't. You live in Kansas City. You should care about the Royals game tomorrow night, though, and they're selling that.
Yeah, I also think, too, what baseball is selling is, I think baseball is also selling you, it's a game that you can take your kids to. You don't hear a lot of people that say, I don't feel comfortable taking my kid to a baseball game. Some of you will not take your son or daughter to a football game. And I can't really blame you for having that mindset. I cannot blame you if you're like, hey, my kid's 7 years old. You know what I don't want my kid to do? I don't want my kid to go to the Chiefs game for a bunch of different reasons. Obviously, a lot of people take their kids. A lot of people don't mind going out there to football games. Baseball kind of markets itself as a very different game. For an example of the pitch clock, right before the pitch clock, the average baseball game took 3 hours and 10 minutes. With the pitch clock, they got it down to 2:38. That 30 minutes makes a world of difference when you were in the stadium. A world. It's an activity that you much rather go to now because it moves and flows so much faster than it did. On average, an average baseball game in America, 28,315. The Royals, just for this homestand, averaged 28,000 fans. Now, they had the Yankees in town and they had a weekend series against the A's. On average, 28,000 people decided to go out to Kauffman Stadium. Yeah, maybe Bobby Witt Jr. isn't a household name. He matters a lot in his market, and people spend pretty decent amount of money to go out there and watch him play. I just want people, fans, to just embrace what baseball actually is, and let's not focus on what we think that baseball should be. Keep it right here. You're listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. Coming up on the other side, I got a beef with the way the NBA is covered. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, your home for the best food takes in KC.
Regular old American nachos. You know, I don't need jalapenos with mine, just chips, cheese.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very excited to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Monday. We have decided today that we are doing a cleanse. We are not going to let that baseball team ruin our mood, ruin our day. They did enough of that last week. They came back into town after losing a disappointing series against the White Sox. They had a 6-game homestand. They lost every game on that 6-game homestand, and it feels like they're rock bottom. You start having players-only meetings, and it's not going good. So we decided today that we're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back tomorrow. Denny will be on the show. Vern will be on the show. And we'll get back to talking about them. But they have an off day. We have taken an off day from talking about them. I want to tell you a little bit of a gripe that I have currently with the NBA. It actually involves this person.
Kwame Brown is gone. The City of Angels, Hollywood, just should be celebrating. Throw a parade already, whether you win a championship or not. This man was a bona fide scrub. He can't play. No disrespect whatsoever, but I'm sorry to call, tell everybody the truth. The man cannot play the game of basketball. He has small hands. He can't catch the ball. He's got bad feet. He can't really move, even though he's mobile. Doesn't really know what he's doing. Doesn't have a post move that he puts to memory that he can do two times in a row. He has no game whatsoever. Plays no defense, doesn't have the heart, the passion, or anything that comes with it.
Hey, man. You can't say no disrespect whatsoever and then go off on that tangent. It feels like a lot of disrespect directed toward Kwame Brown. But that's not really what I wanted to talk about. What I would like to talk to you about is, to me, the NBA media is currently going through a crisis. The NFL media is built up to constantly promote the game and teach the game. Mina Kimes, a phenomenal broadcaster. She looks at the game through a more analytical mind. She's there to kind of teach you the game. There's film breakdown. There's film study. The football ecosystem is designed to promote the game of football. I'm not really sure if that's how it's set up when we're discussing basketball. I'll give you a couple examples. During the NBA Finals, during the game, they have a video of Stephen A. Smith playing solitaire on his phone while at the NBA Finals. Now, I'm not saying that you can't use your phone while you're at the game. And then he lied originally and said, oh, it was during a timeout. My brother, we have the full video. They're playing the game and you're there on your phone. You get paid $20 million a year by ESPN. Why are you playing solitaire during the NBA Finals when you're supposed to be watching the game? So that's one problem. He also, this past season, got into an argument with maybe the most popular player in the league. That seems to me like a little bit of a problem. When was the last time that NFL player and NFL analyst got into an argument that lasted a week? That was the top story in the NFL. That never happens in how we cover basketball. I'll play something else for you, something you maybe hadn't heard. Shaquille O'Neal, he is on the most popular NBA television show, Inside the NBA, the show that we were all fighting for and want to keep and want Shaq to stay around. I want Shaq to stay around. While on NBA television, he says, I'm not watching the NBA Finals. This is crazy.
So now we have a series. I won't even be watching because after this, I'm dishonored.
Oh, shut up. I don't even want to hear.
I'm going to be in the Bahamas.
They have TVs in the Bahamas.
Yes, they have ABC
and ESPN. NBA TV is also
not
on
in the ocean.
Yeah, you do. Satellite.
But you know, not in the ocean.
So, Z, go ahead. You finish up because I know you
No, I was just going to echo what Shaq was saying, how, you know, they came
this
out.
This water. And
what's happening? Shaquille O'Neal, you get paid millions of dollars to cover the NBA. You just don't plan on watching the finals? Is that not weird? I can't be the only person that thinks that's weird. I understand the NFL's popularity. I get it. Everything about the league is propping the league up and selling it like it's the greatest thing that ever happened. The two of the most prominent NBA voices during the finals, one of them says, I'm not watching the finals and I'm going on vacation while it's on. Shaq, you can't do this 2 weeks later? The Bahamas is still going to be there, right? I know the NBA finals take a little bit of time, but you know what? Why don't you wait until it's over? Why don't you stay around, help promote it, talk about it? And then you got an off season. Go do all your DJ stuff. Go do all the Shaq things. You can do all those Shaquille O'Neal things. We don't need you around, but while on NBA TV, he just says, I'm not going to be watching the finals. That seems like a problem. Can you imagine on NFL Network if they just had a former player and just like, you know what? I actually don't really plan on. No, you should be watching it. Stephen A. Smith might be the number one voice in the NBA. Like, honestly, he might be the number one overall voice. He's playing mobile games while the NBA finals are going on. I'm telling you right now, we have reached a crisis with the way the NBA is covered. An absolute crisis. It's embarrassing. It's really, really bad from the people that are paid a lot of money to actually be really, really good at it. Nobody is saying I'm going to Shaq for the deep analytical breakdowns. Rob, I remember during the All-Star game, they had Draymond Green on there. Every time they went to Draymond, it was him telling us how stupid the NBA All-Star game was. Then why are you here? Why are you promoting it then? You cannot promote the league while actively telling the audience, this is stupid, we shouldn't be doing it this way. This is where I'm critical of Adam Silver. Roger Goodell wouldn't let this fly. No, Roger Goodell wouldn't let this fly. You think you're going to be on the Fox desk? You think that Howie Long can come out and say, you know, I actually don't really plan on watching the AFC Championship game. No, you should be. You should be watching it. That's your job to watch it. We got to hit the panic button right now on the NBA. We got to start over. We got to refresh. This is bad.
I think the real problem the NBA has, and both those things highlight it, the people who cover the NBA closest don't actually care about the games. They care about the storylines and the talking points. Stephen A. Smith has decided Tyrese Halliburton is overrated. So he's not going to watch the game to let that change his mind. Tomorrow's lead is Giannis. He's not even going to talk about Halliburton. Shaq is, and we all love NBA on TV. When was the last time you watched that show and went, man, they had a really interesting basketball breakdown? They're just making fun of each other. That's why we like it. We need sports people to talk about the sport as it's happening. That's why the NFL works, and that's why college football works. Yeah, Pat McAfee's a character, but Kirk Herbstreit isn't sitting on game day being like, I don't know, guys, Bama's good, go to someone else. We have to talk about the actual sports more. The NBA is highlighting this more than any sport, but it's bad right now.
Yeah, I mean, I maybe disagree with you a little bit there. I think they talk about the basketball part of it. It doesn't come from a place of love. To me, it doesn't come from a place of passion very often. And I think that matters. If you were trying to sell something to fans, that it matters, that it's important, that it's something that you should invest your time and money into, then you have to talk about it with a certain level of care and passion about it. You can't be passionate about the NBA finals if you have a vacation planned during the middle of it. You want to know why College Game Day is so good? Is because it comes off like they love college football. Pat McAfee is there and he's getting people excited and they do the little field goal kicking game. Hey, go out here, kick a field goal. Hey, I'll give you another chance. Like, it comes off like the people that put on the show love the sport the way that you and I love the sport. And then that passion is then transferred to the fans that are right there. It's transferred to the person that goes to every college game day with the Washington State flag because it is important to be on the television. You have two of the most prominent voices in the NBA showing you or telling you these games don't matter. That is a detriment to growing the league and expanding your audience. This would never happen in the NFL. This does not happen in baseball. This only seems to happen when covering the NBA. Coming up on the other side, I had a mind-blowing epiphany this weekend. I'll tell you what it is. Keep it right here, Sadrive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 965, The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Rob, let me ask you a question. This is actually a really important question. Let's say that today you and your wife decide that you want to go out for dinner. It's a Monday night. It's beautiful. And you say, hey, you know what? Let's go grab something to eat. I don't know where you and your wife like to go eat, but just imagine that place. Imagine while in the middle of it, your wife says, hey, will you take a video of me doing a TikTok dance? What's your response?
No.
You sure?
Positive.
Has this ever happened before?
It has not, but there's going to be no. Just a no. It's a no.
Is it like a hard, firm no?
It's a firm no.
Or is it like, can you be talked into it? So I'm saying is, you guys are like about to walk in there and she's like, oh, wait, hey, this would be really funny. I've been seeing a lot of the people on TikTok do this. Will you take a video of me doing the dance? You just don't want to be a part of it?
There are some TikTok trends I will do. Like we talked about maybe doing, have you seen that trend where it's like you got to eat at your significant other's pace? We talked about doing that, but no, I'm not going to stop and stand outside with her restaurant and watch her do a little TikTok dance like she's Juju Smith-Schuster. No.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I just wanted to know if you would participate in these activities. I wasn't 100% sure. Today we are going through a cleanse. We are cleansing our body, our soul, and our spirit. Tomorrow we will pick back up with the baseball team, but today we just need a little bit of a break. They lost every game last week, and we just need an off day. We'll be back tomorrow. Denny will be on the show tomorrow. Josh Vernier will be on the show tomorrow. We'll have a national guest on. What do they need to do to get back on track? But today, we're not spending any time talking about them. And we're also playing clips that we have in the system that just put me in a good mood. This might be near the top.
Talk to Bill Self about something that he cares a lot about. Playing defense.
Oh, yeah. He loves the D, doesn't he?
We got to play that one more often. Why do we not play that one more often? That should be near the top of the line. That should be one of the five most important drops that we have. This might actually be, of all the drops that we're known for on the show, this might actually be number one.
Hey, guys. Russell here. Yes, the typical boring, yes, Russell, the robot Russell, the one you guys love to know. Real exciting. You know, I'm real excited. But anyways, everybody has to have an alter ego, right? And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be, and I think I have an alter ego. His name's Mr. Unlimited. Yeah, you gotta be unlimited. You know, you gotta have a thought process of being unlimited. So when people ask you, you know, what you're thinking about or what you want to do in life or where you want to go, you gotta be unlimited. Tell them, I'm unlimited. You know what I mean? So when they ask you certain questions like,
who brings you motivation, Russell?
Mr. Unlimited.
Who's your role model, Russell?
Unlimited.
Who's your go-to person for advice, Russell?
They think Pete Carroll, they think this person, think that person. Love you, Pete, but it's Mr. Unlimited. Tell them.
That might actually be our number one audio clip. It really warms my spirit. And I'm really excited that we get to play it again this season because the Chiefs play the Giants week three, right? They play the Giants week three. So don't worry. Russell Wilson will be back. He'll be back on this show. Mr. Unlimited. Yeah, he'll be back. This is the wild, mind-blowing epiphany that I had a couple of days ago. So me and my family had like a Sunday fun day activity. And so we were up north, and I was like, hey, have you guys ever had Retro Bowls, that 300 burger? Binkley told me about this 300 burger. Now, I think it's one of the best burgers in the city. I love it. My family looked at me and was like, no, we haven't had it. It's like, oh, are you in for a treat? We pull up to the bowling alley. They're looking at me kind of funny. Like, what do you mean? And I'm like, I'm telling you, just trust me. I don't give bad food recommendations very often. Like, oh, okay, all right, you're right. So we go up there, we get a burger. They got like a pitcher of margaritas for like 10 bucks on a special. You know, we're having a Sunday fun day. And then, Rob, I start watching people bowl. It's been a long time since I've been to a bowling alley. And then it just hit me. Why do we not know who invented bowling? Because the concept of bowling might honestly be one of the more ridiculous things that anybody thought of that actually works. Like, football makes a lot of sense to me. You have a ball, and the goal is to get the person to the ground that has the ball. Now, sure, there are more rules than that, but like fundamentally, that is all you need. You also don't need to go to really many special places to play football. You don't have to go to a stadium to play football. Tomorrow, Rob, me and you can go buy a football. We can get people from around the office and go downstairs and play a version of football. It's great. Basketball. Hey, you know what? We're going to try to throw this rubber object, this leather object, we're going to try to throw it into this hoop. Oh, okay, cool. That makes sense to me. Have you ever really thought about what bowling is? You have to wear these special shoes on this special lane. You then throw the ball down there. You knock down 7 pins. It's a machine that sets the pins back up for you. And then it spits the ball back so you can keep doing it. Like, it's a mind-blowing concept when you really think about it. I'm telling you, Rob, I was sitting there watching it. I felt like I was high, even though I wasn't high. Like, it just hit me like, man, this is really cool. Bowling is cool. Are you a bowler? Do you bowl?
I am not a bowler. I have no interest in bowling. I have this theory that men our age either like bowling or golf as a recreational activity. And you know, I love to golf. So I can't be doing both. You can't. That just takes up too much time. I think 35 to 50 year olds have to pick a lane, pun intended. And I pick golf. That's just my working theory.
And I also think that we don't give bowling nearly enough credit for how versatile it is. Bowling is something that can be enjoyed from ages 6 to 60. Kids can go bowl. You know, bowling is a kid's fun. You go get some food from the concession stand. They got the arcade right there. You put the bumpers up there. You and your friends can have a great time bowling at 8. Bowling is also something that you and your friends can play very competitively. Rob, me, you, Dusty, Alex, we can go, and over the course of it, it'll be very, very competitive while you're doing it. It also can be something that you do while on a date. Hey, we're going to go bowling today. Why don't we get a pitcher of beers? We'll bowl for a little bit. We'll talk. We'll have a little bit of fun. It's also something you can play very competitively in a league. Bowling is a very underrated activity. That's what I was reminded of this weekend as I was spending time with my family. Bowling's fun. Bowling's, I'm telling you, a wild idea. Why do we not know who invented bowling? We know who invented basketball. We know who invented a lot of things. We know who invented the light bulb. We know who founded the peanut. How do we not know who invented bowling? How do we not know that this person had this idea? And I'm telling you, they looked at him like this idea was crazy. The people that came up with bowling, they did not like, oh man, this is a $1 billion idea. No, you had a $1 billion idea. Hey, we got to build these special centers in order for you to be able to do it. We're going to need a special machine that puts together, that rearranges it. We also going to need the balls. You can't go get your own ball. You're going to need the ball to be retrieved by this special machine. I'm telling you. And on the sides are going to be these gutters that you can just roll it into that frustrate you. I'm telling you. The idea of bowling, people laughed at that idea. And look what he had, a $1 billion idea. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will talk about one of Rob's favorite sports, and it is not going good right now. Keep it right here, so drive.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.